Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is premeditated. He ordered all these rounds, and through the course of these weeks that he ordered these rounds, he had to have consciously thought through everything he was going to do. So in this case, I cannot find one more circumstance that would justify the death penalty. And my personal belief is that every human being in this world knows the difference between right and wrong. So I'm going to stand by my gun. I believe that he should be put to death.
There's Joe, a Talk Radio caller from Wisconsin, who says the man responsible for last week's shooting at the Aurora movie theater ought to get the death penalty. The shooting in Colorado is again where we start yet another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's check in with Steve Ducey on Fox, talking to legal analyst Peter Johnson, Jr., about why he also believes the prosecutors should be seeking the death penalty against that shooter.
Many of those victims' families now calling for the shooter to face the death penalty, but does he qualify? There's a lot to think about here. Fox News legal analyst Peter Johnson Jr. has been looking at it. What do you think?
Yeah, he does qualify for the death penalty. There are three people on death row now, one person executed in 1997 in Colorado. A couple of years ago, they tried to outlaw the death penalty lost on that issue. I see there's about six different aggravating factors that could apply to the movie massacre here that would call for the death penalty. The first is that, is it an especially heinous or cruel crime? Did the defendant intentionally put the lives of others at risk in addition to all the victims? The defendant killed the victims while lying in wait. I think this is this case.
Yeah.
The murder took place as persons were being held the shields, chemical weapons, perhaps the use of tear gas, and then that he intentionally killed more than one person, the multiple murders in the attack. So it absolutely does qualify for the death penalty.
The question, though, is for the death penalty.
Yep.
Does the jury have to rule unanimously?
It does, and the other important thing is, even if he's acquitted he's not successful on the insanity plea, and then he is convicted of the crime, his emotional state and his ability to know right from wrong will come into the penalty phase of the trial. So the jury, for the second time, will have an opportunity to consider his mental state at the time of the crime. You know, we hear this discussion, we heard it earlier, about trying to find out what the motive was.
Right.
And so you say, well, why do we need the motive? We know what he's alleged to have done.
Sure.
We know what witnesses have said he's done. The motive is important because on the insanity defense, anger or hatred as a motive is excluded from the insanity defense. So if anger or hatred provoked his mental disease or defect, then he cannot take advantage of the insanity defense. So they're combing through records to see what's the basis of any anger at all, if there's a rational anger that caused these acts to take place on that day.
The Daily News here in New York is saying that, while he looks like a zombie in that court appearance, that 12-minute court appearance, apparently he's being really polite to the guards when they bring him food and stuff like that. Thank you.
Conflicting reports. There were earlier reports that he was spitting at the guards.
And now he might be wearing a spit shield.
And I was talking with Dr. Ablo before in the agreement. I know he's going to be coming out on something else. But he was thinking, well, perhaps there is some medication going on in terms of his status. Now, he doesn't know, but looking at him, it appeared that maybe there is.
And when he was arrested after the shooting, apparently he was on Vicodin, some stuff like that.
Yep.
Up next, more reactions to the shootings on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. No, 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Talk radio in review, and the Colorado shooting makes it to the top of the list. Here's host David Bowes with a comment about Bill Moyer's comments about the NRA's responsibility for tragedies like this shooting.
Look, you know, you might not like guns, you might be afraid of guns or whatever, but let's face it, not much is going to happen there. However, If, and that's an if, I'm not positive this guy was mentally ill. I'm kind of leaning now toward the idea that he was just a guy who enjoyed engulfing himself in evil fantasies. But if he was mentally ill, maybe a better thing to focus on is how do we stop mentally ill people from harming themselves and others? Maybe that would be a better place. But no, we got to go back on the gun thing. So Bill Moyer's on gun violence, it's the NRA's fault.
You might think Wayne LaPierre, executive vice president of and spokesman for the mighty American gun lobby, the National Rifle Association, has an almost cosmic sense of timing. In 2007, at the NRA's annual convention in St. Louis, he warned the crowd that today there is not one firearm owner whose freedom is secure. 2 days later, a young man opened fire on the campus of Virginia Tech, killing 32 students, staff, and teachers. Just last week, LaPierre showed up at the United Nations Conference on the Arms Trade Treaty here in New York and spoke out against what he called anti-freedom policies that disregard American citizens' right to self-defense. Now, at least 12 are dead in Aurora, Colorado, gunned down by a madman at a showing of the new Batman movie filled with make-believe violence. One of the guns the shooter used was an AK-47 type assault weapon that was banned in 1994. The National Rifle Association saw to it that the ban expired in 2004. The NRA is the best friend the killer's instinct ever had.
Oh, that's right. Oh, please. So much to go on here. One is, does this mean that the rest of the, by the argument of Bill Moore's, then every gun this guy, Mossberg shotguns should be banned, the Glock pistol should be banned. Well, I'm sure he believes that, actually. But it's one of those things where if this guy hadn't had this rifle, he would have used a different rifle. If, and here's the thing, too. And I had this discussion with others who were talking about their focus was on the guns. And I said, look at the mindset of this guy. He booby-trapped his apartment, apparently, with chemicals and explosives. If you're that obsessed with killing people and your desire is to maim and mutilate and kill and terrorize, he could have done the same thing with bombs right there. And I'm not going to get into the how, just in case there's some whack job out there that likes the idea. But let's face it, you know, there are other ways that he could have committed the same kind of act. So Moyer says it's the NRA killer's best friend, and this is because they argue in favor of gun rights. He, of course, is conveniently not talking about all the different times somebody has drawn their weapon to save themselves or others. And the reason why that doesn't make the same kind of headline is because most of the times people who draw their weapon in self-defense or in the defense of others don't have to fire it. And instead of the volume of people being killed, they're stopped if somebody has a firearm.
Here are our hosts Jim Stallings and Kay Murray talking about how very different the situation might have been if just one person in the theater was carrying a gun.
Should we, Kay, have more armed citizens? In that, had there been someone in that theater with a concealed weapon permit, or, you know, somebody that was carrying a sidearm, he didn't know who was in the theater. He, I mean, there could have been a state trooper there watching the movie.
Sure, you know, could have been.
Right? It could have been. You know, supposedly he went in there and then went out the back door, propped the back door open, brought his weapons in, and came and did what he did. But
I mean, he thought about this, Jim. It's just not something that he had a mental breakdown that morning. This was something he planned with rigging his home up with explosives. And he waited for the opening.
Right, but if one person had a gun, could have stopped him.
You know how I feel about people going around carrying guns. They couldn't they? I mean, isn't that legal to carry a concealed weapon?
Yeah, you are allowed to if you go through the proper process. So does that make, you know, we're all different.
But we are very different.
Does it make us feel safer knowing that there are calm, I mean, I think there are a majority of rational people in this world that can carry a firearm and aren't going to snap somehow and use it. A majority of people. Some will.
I'll buy that.
You know, and I think that, I don't know if we want an armed militia or an armed society, but I sure would have felt a lot better had there been that one guy who had a gun in there with him, legally permitted to carry a gun, that saw what was happening and was able to take aim at the guy and stop further bloodshed.
Yeah, but nice if there would have been a police officer there. But I know what you're saying. But is our society becoming to where this is what we're going to have to do, is start carrying a concealed
weapon? Because the other side
safe.
Of that is, you know, especially in the heat of summer, you get in an argument with somebody.
In the car. You have rage in the car.
Yeah,
you know?
There's always shootings at bars and alcohol's involved. And so if more people are armed or more people
there's
are carrying
the
guns.
There's the flip side of that.
Okay, so maybe we need to really tighten down the restrictions on who can carry a concealed weapon.
As we move along on the countdown, the latest from the campaign trail here on the Talk Radio Review.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television at the top of the talk pile, the presidential race. Well, maybe not number one this week. Here's host Richard Dixon with former Congressman John Lebutier of New York about why he's certain that President Obama will not be reelected.
When you start talking about these polls about the economy, we just had one the other day, 66% say that they do believe that Washington in some form or another is responsible for the economy, and 34% say it's Barack Obama, 20% say it's Congress, another 18% are hanging on to that old adage about it being Bush's fault, which I think is fascinating that somehow this 18% believes that George W. Bush is powerful enough to destroy the economy, but Barack Obama is not powerful enough to bring it back.
Look, the economy is everything. And it hasn't turned around this year like the Obama people were praying that it would. And it's too late now. I mean, we're effectively in August, 3 months to go till the election. There's no chance of any appreciable improvement in the economy before the election. So if you're Obama, the only way you can win is to unload on Romney every commercial you can and try to make Romney radioactive. Make him unelectable. I don't think it's working.
As near as I can tell, it's not moving the needle at all.
No one. You know, it might be moving a little bit, because if that disparity is accurate, and I think it is, a million ads versus no ads, and the result is Obama's ahead by half a point, let's say there were no ads. If there were no ads running in Florida, would Romney not be ahead by 5 points?
Probably
would be.
Yeah, probably. That's right? It's not impossible.
So the ads are working a little bit, but not enough to keep working from now till November, barring some change in something. I just don't see it. I think the country can't stomach the thought of four more years like what we're having now. They can't take it.
Here's host Brett Butler talking about former New Mexico governor and Libertarian Party candidate Gary Johnson, and what Johnson has to say about Obama and Romney.
Gary Johnson seems to be on the radar screen running for president as a candidate representing the Libertarian Party. Gary Johnson was the former two-term governor of New Mexico. He was in North Carolina over this past weekend. I saw some question and answer articles out there, but Gary Johnson kind of homed in on the issue at hand, and he said that Congress is the problem. And the question was asked by the Raleigh News and Observer, as well as the Charlotte Observer, of some of your supporters hoped you'd run for U.S. Senate as a Republican rather than president as a Libertarian. Would you have been better able to affect change by running for Senate? And this is what Gary Johnson says. I think the root of all evil is Congress. maybe more than we would like to think, the Senate is about what you can bring home for your state instead of what's best for the country. I don't want to be a contributor to that. The last thing I want to do is contribute to the problems we have running for president and promising to submit a balanced budget in 2013 gives voters a real choice. Obama in no way supports a balanced budget, and Romney says it's important, but that we need to increase spending for military. I finished second grade in the math that went along with that, and I know it's impossible. By running for president, I can keep bringing attention to the issues that are being ignored. And that's Gary Johnson. Now, a couple of ideas of Gary Johnson's are very popular among our listeners and folks throughout the nation. One of those is really ending the drug war by legalizing marijuana and bringing down some of the penalties.
Or at least decriminalizing.
Decriminalizing it in some cases. He wants to get out of Afghanistan and bring all the troops home. I mean, just everybody home. So these are some ideas that Gary Johnson had. You know, way back when they were talking about who would run for president, he didn't get a lot of attention. Early he did. He and John Huntsman kind of went back and forth, but he didn't really emerge as a top candidate on the Republican side. So now running for president as the Libertarian.
Next, a switch in focus, the aftermath of the sanctions against Penn State. Lots of that this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special. Starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform. Until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy Uniform Event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is three times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
More on the Talk Radio Countdown Show now. With our attention being paid to Penn State in the aftermath of the sanctions, hosts Jack Mitchell and John Bishop talked to Josephine Petuto, former chairwoman for the NCAA Committee on Infractions, who doesn't agree with the way the NCAA handled this situation.
When we look at this report, you know, the free report comes out, and we see this report, and yet usually when the NCAA comes in to do any kind of investigation in terms of, you know, if there's punishment necessary, it's usually the NCAA that comes in and does the investigation. Your committee, or the committee you once were on and chaired, sits down. They have a chance. There's a whole due process involved here. This was very unusual from anything we've seen in the past. Did this merit, in your view, special circumstances that it, the Committee on Infractions really didn't have a role in all of this?
Well, it's a special circumstance, certainly, and I don't know that if the NCAA had not gone in this direction, I don't think there would have been an enforcement infractions case to hear, at least not without twisting that how that process has worked historically into a pretzel to get there.
So, I mean, and that goes right to my next question, is whether or not, because you say if the free report wasn't there, then maybe they wouldn't have been doing it at all. When you look at the punishment that was handed out, the justification that was given, was it within the purview of what the NCAA's job is in meeting out these punishments?
Well, if you accept the conclusions in the free report that there was a cover-up, and the cover-up had to do with football, and that the administration at Penn State was turned upside down so that the head football coach was at the top making the decisions, then I think the penalties that were imposed were certainly appropriate. The concern I have is in the NCAA reaching out to try to handle issues of even there, when the underlying violations are not NCAA violations. The worry is that this will augur more situations in which the NCAA ends up being involved in things that I think are better handled by the criminal process, civil lawsuits. Department of Education is going to be coming in and taking a look. There may be other entities out there. The Penn State belongs to an to an association of schools and on the campus side, and there's an accredited agency there, and who knows what else. Seems to me those agencies are, and the criminal process are better set up to handle what happened there.
Host Scott Sloan with Troy Miller, a Penn State fan, who runs a popular Facebook group that still supports Joe Paterno.
Let me ask you this. As far as subscribers go, give us a number. Did you see that number decline in the last several months or certainly weeks, or has it been rising?
No. We started this page back at the beginning of all this, before Joe even passed away, right after Joe was fired. And until yesterday, we had only 22 people on our page, and now we're up to like 170 just in the last 24 hours.
So I know some have been taken down after the allegations and the verdict was announced, and certainly the conviction of Jerry Sandusky, but you're going in the other direction. What do you attribute that to?
I don't know. I think people are just finding the Facebook page. That's all I know. It's always been there.
All right. So people are, but the thing is that people are actually subscribing to this thing. So give me your take on this, and why do you support Joe Paterno?
Well, I think Joe Paterno, he what they're saying that he did is just not. I don't think it's founded in the Free Report. Now, I reviewed the Free Report, and I don't see any sort of cover-up going on or any sort of dubious plan to protect the child molester, like the media is saying and like most people want to believe. It's just not there.
I've looked through it, too, and certainly maybe not with the eye that you did, but I saw certainly a connection there that there were emails. They looked at 3.5 million emails were covered, and obviously they didn't list every one in the Free Report, otherwise you'd still be reading
Thank
it.
Goodness.
But that being said, the meat of it seemed to me that McQuarrie goes to Joe Paterno, Paterno goes to his boss, nothing is done, there was no follow-up. They may have complied to a degree with the letter of the law, but the fact of the matter remains, it was found in the Free Report, that Joe Paterno lied to a grand jury. I mean, that was enough to get President Clinton at the time removed from office. Obviously, censured by Congress. Is it Joe Paterno lied to a grand jury? That's pretty big. Perjury is a big thing.
I just don't see it that way. You know, the question that they asked was, do you know any rumors or anything about, Jerry Sandusky molesting children? And that investigation did happen. You know, we don't know how much Joe knew about it, but the investigation was dropped and it was unfounded. A psychologist interviewed the boys, and she determined that there was no sexual abuse there. So if that's what Joe Paterno knew about it, what else is he going to say? Because in his mind, that was unfounded. It didn't happen.
Up next, London is the place for the Summer Olympics. We'll go there next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. End date 18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
And would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It would make a lot of sense that we could expect to hear a lot of talk about the Summer Olympics, seeing as they get started this week. Here's host Bob Miller with CBS's Steve Futterman. They talk about the number of British troops being added for security purposes as the Summer Olympics begin.
I read yesterday that the British military now has more soldiers at the Olympics than they do at Afghanistan.
Yeah, but remember, they're pulling out of Afghanistan. They want to protect their country. They're going to have around 18,000 British military personnel involved one way or the other in security efforts surrounding the Olympics. They have around 9,000 troops still in Afghanistan. So, yeah, around double.
Can you nutshell for us what exactly happened with this security company?
It was a private security firm. Let me make clear to anyone who's concerned about the high-level security. The military was always going to be involved in the very high-level security parts of this overall security program. What the Olympic Committee did was they sort of subcontracted out some of the still important but less sensitive parts of the security effort to a private security firm, which supposedly at one time, like a few weeks ago, had a very high reputation. And this security firm suddenly came back around 14 days ago, a fortnight ago, I love that word here, and said that they weren't going to be able to meet the contract. They weren't able to hire enough people, and that sort of set off just a lot of concern about security. The military was called in to sort of make up that gap. Now they've added 1,200 more. I think this is probably the extent we'll see of the military, around 18,000 troops.
And the cab drivers are upset as well. Can you talk about that?
Well, that's a different story entirely. The cab drivers are furious. In fact, on Friday, they made protest by just stopping their cars in the middle of the street, and in a city that is as old as London, not made for the car. That could cause all sorts of havoc. They're very upset because they are not allowed to drive their customers in the special VIP Olympic lanes. They have been barred from that, and they say that's going to cost them a great deal of business, and they say it's unfair that they are not like a regular passenger vehicle. They are a special vehicle, and they should be allowed to drive in these special lanes as well. They are not pleased at all.
Well, aren't people going back and forth to the Olympics taking cabs?
A lot of people are taking buses. I'm taking a bus from my hotel. Lots of the ordinary people who are just, you know, regular ticket holders are going to take the underground. The underground is going to be a very important part of all this. The big VIPs, which, of course, I'm not one of them. I aspire to be, but I'm not one of them. Private cars, which do have the special tags, which do allow them to drive in the special VIP lanes.
Okay. Is anyone over there in a good mood right now?
Most people are. I mean, you know, when you have the tabloid, the British tabloid press is a unique animal of its own. They love to complain. They make New York writers sometimes seem happy. Sometimes.
Are there any restrictions on cell phones or cameras or any of that stuff?
Well, there are I don't know what they are. There are often restrictions. What the Olympic Committee and the organizers, they don't want people to be using their videos or cameras for profit making purposes. That's the big concern. This is a copyrighted event, that the rights to the event are held by the IOC, by the London organizers. And what they don't want people who are just sort of real freelancers, like a regular person who has a ticket, to suddenly get this great picture and be able to market it around the world and make lots of money.
From our Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, hosts Scott Voorhees and Lucy Chapman talk about the athlete from Greece who has kicked off her country's Olympic team for posting on Twitter.
We wanted to find out what the Grecian formulaed athlete, the Olympian, said on Twitter to get him or her tossed out of the Olympic Games by his or her home country. Because Fox News a half an hour ago said, an Olympian from Greece has been removed from the Olympic Games because of a racist comment on Twitter. Well, geez, what did this person say? You want to know what the comment was?
I do.
All right, here we go. What is this person's name? I can't pronounce this. Vula? Papa Christo! Good Grecian name.
I was going to say, is that Greek?
Yeah. Well, it said this is a Grecian formula Olympian.
Okay.
Vula?
When you said Grecian formula...
Well, I just, you know...
I was thinking of the hair dye.
Yeah, the Vula... This is a girl Vula.
Okay.
Vula Papa Christo! A triple jumper. And she will not be able to compete in the triple jump because on Twitter, she said the following, quote, "With so many Africans in Greece, the West Nile mosquitoes will be getting home food," unquote.
You're kidding.
That was it.
Well, she probably shouldn't have said that.
Why? Is that bad?
I doubt very seriously that she meant it bad. It's one of those things you lose your filter for a minute and you don't think about how it could sound.
Here's host Scott Wyckoff talking to Linda Hall, whose daughter Farah is in London as part of the U.S. Olympic sailing team.
How cool is it to be mom of an Olympic athlete?
I don't think it could get any cooler. We're very proud of Farah. It's taken her a long time to get this far. She's, you know, trained really hard, so we know she's ready to go. We're really proud of her.
And she started out as just an athlete of all sports, played all sorts of different sports, and found her way to sailing and windsurfing.
Yeah, she did. She started very young. She first was a swimmer for the Naval Academy for 6 years. And then when she got into middle school, she started dabbling with a lot of other sports like lacrosse and soccer. And when she got in high school, she started out originally with soccer, but then she found out that she really loved track and field. So she kept that up really good, and she raced in the state championships and did really well in her 1 and 2 miler. She liked the long distance events. I think she placed fourth in the whole state of Maryland, those two events. And then after that, she went to Florida, to college, and she started a windsurfing club down there, which really took off, and is still going on to this day. And when she got her job, her first job working down in Florida, at the Florida Marine Research Institute in St. Petersburg, she kept windsurfing down there on the side and just decided she was going to set her goals for the Olympics, and so she quit her job and went full-time training.
And it is amazing that someone's able to find their way to a sport like that and then become so good at it, and you've kind of had a front row seat on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When she first got her windsurfer, my husband had bought her a sailboat and a windsurfer at the same time, and she actually took to the windsurfer more, and being new to it, she didn't know how to do it at all, and she would just take it down to our little beach in our community and get it on it, and she would just sail with the wind way down into the bay, but she didn't know how to come back. So she would have to flag people, and they would pick her up on a boat and pull her back in. So this is how she learned. But eventually she would, you know, start taking lessons here and there with some people that were from the Baltimore Windsurfing Club. And she picked it up, and especially I think she learned the most when she went to Poland for 2 seasons and trained with the Polish team. They took her under their wing and taught her quite a bit. This is what really made her game.
Up next, we'll revisit the discussion of White House leaks. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, the talk media, are what we are involved in here. The White House leaks, remember that from a couple of weeks ago? Well, here's Andrea Mitchell talking to political analyst Michelle Flournoy about allegations against the Obama administration over sensitive materials being leaked to the press.
The charge is that these leaks about a kill list, about the action against Iran, with specific identities almost attached to it, led back to the White House.
Well, I think there's no one who's more upset by this and who's more appalled by this than the president. He has made it very clear that he did not authorize these leaks, that he would never do so, that his staff should not have done so or didn't do so. And so I think he is investigating these. He is. I think both he and the Attorney General have made it clear to the prosecutors, you should follow the trail of facts wherever it leads. And this president is very determined to hold people accountable if they were shown to leak.
Is there an independent internal White House investigation as well as the one that the U.S. Attorney General...
I do not know, but I know that this is... he's pursuing this very, very aggressively. The internal message has gone out that this will not be tolerated, that it must stop. That has happened many times over the course of the last month. So the president is on top of this. He's taking it very seriously, and I think he's made his message very, very clear to the to inside the administration and I think more broadly.
What added fuel to this, even before Mitt Romney's speech, was, of course, what the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, said.
I think the White House has to understand that some of this is coming from its ranks. I don't know specifically where, but there, I think they have to begin to understand that and do something about it. And, I mean, there's one book they can read and they'll see it very clearly.
Now, what Senator Feinstein then said yesterday in issuing a statement was that she does not want to be part of the Romney campaign attack and resents being used that way. But it's very clear what she is saying. There is a concern from both Democrats and Republicans in the intelligence community on the Hill that some of the books that have been written clearly had to have White House sourcing.
Again, this is why I think the president has been so clear, and the attorney general, that these investigations must follow the fact trail wherever they lead. It's clear that the president did not authorize these leaks. He takes it very seriously, and he is actively and aggressively trying to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
Host Steve Gruber with Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan, who thinks these are the most dangerous leaks he's ever heard about.
The White House leaks, something that obviously you're very concerned about, as are a lot of us, because it affects, you know, intelligence operations around the world. And Senator Dianne Feinstein goes out there and says, listen, those leaks are coming from somewhere inside the White House operation, and then quickly backpedals on that later. What do you think?
Well, you know, I've been very reluctant to try to describe where I think they came from, but I will tell you, as a former FBI agent, and by the way, these may be the most dangerous leaks I've seen, certainly in my lifetime, when it comes to people who have signed up to work with the United States in some really bad places to give us information. Their lives are at risk. And the fact that operations, things that were ongoing, and some of these operations take years to develop, are now, unfortunately, will not be able to come to fruition. And that's pretty tough to swallow when you're in a very difficult business like the intelligence business. There was some in the articles that came out, it pointed to some very people who had very senior clearances who had access to the White House Situation Room. And, you know, that list just isn't huge, and it isn't across the intelligence community. It is isolated to the end of Pennsylvania Avenue, and I think that's why the senator from California initially said that.
The most dangerous leaks of your lifetime, you just said, and that's pretty startling and pretty stark, I would say. And honestly, Congressman, you are a former FBI agent. You've been in Congress for several terms now. I mean, we're sitting out here clearly. Somebody had access to the inner workings of the White House, of the administration. Why not step out and say, you know, it looks like the senator from California was right?
Yeah, well, I thought the president really missed an opportunity right after all this broke to come out and say, not on my watch. I'm going to communicate to my staff very directly that this will not be tolerated. The president didn't say anything. And I thought that was a big mistake. And it just leads... You know, it just leads to a logical conclusion as to why won't you come out and condemn this? Why won't why hasn't the investigation moved forward when we know that there are folks in the White House who had access to this information, and that it's just all troubling, given what we lost and what is and the real threat to these individuals' lives. And by the way, we've had sources around the world. Basically pick up the phone and say, don't talk to me ever again. I'm out. You guys can't keep your mouth shut. All of that pretty devastating stuff.
We're coming to the end of this hour, but if you want to check out more, the Talk Radio Countdown Show section would be my suggestion. Visit that at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.